Paul here with today's tip to help you pass ACLS. As an ACLS provider, you don't need to be familiar with all the different signs of various types of poisoning. You should be able to obtain a history and know to order toxicology. The majority of toxins don't have a specific antidote. There are a few toxins for which we do have emergency interventions. Tablets or toxins as a reversible H&T cause of cardiac arrest is today's PASS ACLS tip topic. Listening to a tip or two a day for a few weeks before your class will help to cement the key concepts needed for you to pass your ACLS written exam and MegaCode. Push the plus, follow, or subscribe button in your listening app now, then listen to short 3 to 9 minute long episodes that cover a core ACLS topic at your convenience. For more free ACLS related podcasts, check out the pod resource page at passacls.com. When reviewing our H's and T's for reversible causes of cardiac arrest, and we get to tablets and toxins, there's a lot to keep in mind and consider. The first thing we should do is review the patient's history. What medications do they take? Do they have a history that would lead us to suspect possible drug abuse? Was the person drinking recently? Remember that alcohol can interact with certain medications. The rise of narcotic overdose leading to death is so severe that Narcan, the antidote to opioid overdose, is available over-the-counter as a nasal spray. There's also an opioid-associated emergency algorithm on your ACLS reference cards. Basically, it says that if you suspect an opioid overdose and the patient has a decreased level of consciousness or slow to absent breathing, give Narcan. A standard IV dose of Narcan is 0.4 to 2 milligrams slow IV push. This can be repeated as needed to restore spontaneous respirations. You should follow the SOP or protocol for your institution and only operate within your legal scope of practice. Some other common ACLS tablet toxin scenarios with possible treatments include tricyclic antidepressants, digoxin, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, cocaine, organophosphates, and benzodiazepines. If you aren't sure if there's an antidote or treatment for a suspected toxin, ask your team, call pharmacy if available, or poison control. Some toxins can be treated with medications such as sodium bicarbonate, calcium chloride, magnesium sulfate, benzodiazepines, atropine, or glucagon, which may be routinely stocked on crash carts or carried in some EMS med bags. Tricyclic antidepressants on aspirin overdose may be treated with administration of sodium bicarbonate. Calcium chloride can be used for calcium channel blocker toxicity or in combination with glucagon for beta blocker toxicity. Patients presenting with severe salivation, lacrimation, urination, defecation, gastric cramps, and emesis before arrest may have been exposed to an organophosphate, a common chemical used as a pesticide in the agricultural setting and would benefit from administration of high-dose atropine. Again, with the exception of Narcan for opioids, you don't need to be familiar with specific antidotes. If you suspect an overdose or some form of toxic exposure during the MegaCode, you can ask your team for suggestions or simply say, I would call poison control for specific treatment directions. On the topic of poison control, if you'd like to learn more about the type of training that poison control personnel undergo, debunk some poisoning myths, and hear about some of the interesting calls they receive, check out the Poison Myths and Misconception discussion with Angel Bivens and Wendy Stefan on Kim Newlove's Pharmacist Voice podcast, March 10, 2023 episode. I'll place a link in the episode description so you can have a listen. If you found value in today's tip on tablets and toxins as a reversible cause of cardiac arrest, consider giving back via the link in the episode notes or take a few seconds to share PASS ACLS with your friends and coworkers on LinkedIn or other social media. I'm here to help you pass ACLS. Thanks for listening, and good luck with your class.